Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How are you? Blessings, grace, and peace. LaShonda Gary here. LaShonda Gary here. How are you all? I have not had an opportunity to say hello since the conference. So for some of you, maybe this is your first time watching a video and coming across this video. I teach men and women entrepreneurs how to build multiple streams of income, how to leverage their ideas and do it with kingdom principles. Say hello when you chime in. I'll try to catch everybody. Hello, how are you? How are you? Grace and peace. Let me go ahead and share this video. Y'all, I'm fired up. You know why I'm fired up? Because I'm going to talk about something amazing. Hello, grace and peace, mishandled influence. There are a lot of people that mishandle influence. And so I want to kind of talk about this. Hey, how's it going, Sable? Hey, Neandria, how are you, woman of God? Hello, Elder Josephina, how are you? Hey, Alicia, how are you, woman of God? Good, good, good. How is everybody? If y'all will, do me a favor real quick. Share this video with your friends, your followers, and your haters, and let them know I'm live. Hey, Clifton, how's it going? Let me know your city, state, or country. Hey, Jada, what's going on? What up, what up, what up? Tawanda, how's it going? I know it's been forever, right? I took like a little break. I had to take a break off. Hey, Elder Anthony, I had to take a break off and really just kind of relax. You know, the conference was amazing, so shout out to everyone that participated with the conference. When I'm talking about the Dream Build Success Conference, I mean, we had the Holy Ghost. Hey, Latrice, how are you? Blessings. I mean, the power of God was in that place. There's so many testimonials that are still coming in. I got another testimonial this morning. I read every testimonial, guys. And so we give God glory for that. And we just thank God from that. I know, right? I'm still fired up. You know, I just was really praying and saying, God, you know, let me know when it's time to go back and do my lives and my master classes. Because, you know, as a leader and a person, you know, that God is birthing something as a trailblazer, you know, you have to know when to kind of go in and when to come on out. So, you know, we just give God glory for everyone that participated with the conference. Let me go ahead and share this with my audience as well. Have you shared it with your friends? Y'all know what to do. Hey, Sharon, how are you? Hello. Hey, Prophetess Ty. Listen, Prophetess Ty, she actually taught at the conference. Hey, Prophetess. And she was amazing. When I tell you that woman of God, I mean, she came in there like a bazooka. She really did. She, you know, she is one of those, like, you cannot sleep on her, right? She came in and really taught a powerful social media class. And just to let you know, we have a lot of people, and I'm sharing my video. Hey, Rosalind, how are you? Hey, Prophetess Lakeisha, how are you? I am sharing the video with my pages as well. Y'all know I'm a business. I have a lot of groups that I belong to. So I don't want people to miss this because I believe that this is powerful and that people need to know what happens when you mishandle influence. There are a lot of people that have the call of God on your life. You have been chosen to really, amen, bless you, woman of God, that you have been chosen to be set apart and be separated. You've been chosen as a ministry leader. You've been chosen as a pastor, as a forerunner, as an apostolic leader. And maybe because of flesh, maybe because of mishaps, maybe because of frustration, maybe you are an entrepreneur that is not producing, you've mishandled your influence. It is very critical in this time that you don't mishandle your influence. Woman of God, Pastor Shalandria, tapped into it and it really, really stung me in the spirit. I say, you know, that's powerful. I need to teach a master class because a lot of times, you know, in leadership and maybe not even in leadership, but just as someone that works in corporate America, you get frustrated, you get upset because somebody has mishandled their influence. And when I talk about your influence, I'm talking about as a leader, as a proton, as a divine influencer. Maybe God has really, you know, really has the call of God, you know, not even just the call of God, but maybe you're someone that has been set apart for such a time as this, right? And God wants to use you supernaturally. But how many of us know that God can't use us supernaturally if we mishandle where God has placed us, if we mishandle our leadership, if we mishandle the call of God on our life, if we mishandle the birthing realm, if we mishandle our leadership in our ministry tool, if we mishandle the saints, God can only take you so far. That means that one, that you put yourself in your flesh before the call of God. You put yourself in your flesh before the anointing. You've actually stood up in something very satanic and demonic. I'm here to tell you, body of Christ, leaders, influencers, bloggers, radio show hosts, media people, everyone needs to know this. It is very critical, whether you're political, whether you're a mompreneur, it is very important that you do not mishandle the call of God on your life. You do not mishandle your influence. What happens is you tap into witchcraft, right? So when you tap into that arena and you tap into that dimension, God can only trust you so far. He'll say, until you graduate from this dimension in this room, I cannot let you go and infiltrate the body of Christ. I cannot let you go in and hurt any more saints. Listen, I'm here to tell y'all, know I done got fired up. I done threw the phone down. It is very critical that you do not mishandle your anointing, that you do not mishandle your influence. When you are called to shepherd, when you're called to love, when you're called to guide, when you're called to raise up, when you're called to educate, when you're called to really shift a territory, really birth something in the natural, God deals with you in the supernatural first. He deals with you behind closed doors. And when you do not handle what God has given you, he'll say that you cannot be trusted. I don't hear nobody. He'll say that, one, you cannot be trusted. Can you be trusted to handle and undergird what God wants you to do in this season? Can you be handled, and can God really trust and really release into you what you need to shift into? Some of you are upset with your supervisor, and the truth be told, is because you cannot handle where God wants to take you, because you violated the ordinance, the divine call, and you violated where God has you operating in right now. Do you hear me? I'm going to give you a word of the Lord, because y'all know I don't play. Look, I'm Bible-based and I love me some Jesus. I got my notes. Listen, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So when it talks about influence, how would God allow you to be in charge of people, over people, overseer of people, even an encourager of people? How would God allow you to be raised up in that time, in that season, to really birth, supernatural influence when you're not sharpening what the saints really need? Y'all ain't heard it like that before. When you're not sharpening what the saints really need, I'll prove my point. There's times and seasons where God will raise someone. God only raises someone up. He only raises up generals. He only raises up leaders. He only raises up pastors and prophets and apostolic calls. He only raises up CEOs when there is a need. For some of you, God is waiting on you to answer your call. He's waiting on you to get mature. A sign of being immature in the body of Christ, as a leader, as a mentor, as a coach, is when God allows you to be raised up in an area and you violate that call, when you violate that hand, when you are raised up as an intercessor but you don't have no discipline. Listen, when you're raised up as a pastor but you still a hater, I don't hear nobody. When God allows you to be raised up and he says, I want you to be a midwife in the spirit, but you keep aborting other people's dreams and visions. You don't speak life into them. You don't handle their visions and their dreams with care, with surgical hands. You don't understand where God is taking you. See, there are some of you that are visionaries, and God wants to open up your brand. He wants to open up your experience. He wants to put you on a platform that you haven't even prayed about yet, but he cannot trust you with a little. Listen, I don't know what you need from God. I don't know where you are and what you're expecting God to do, but this is a season where you do not want to mishandle your influence. You do not want to mishandle the call of God on your life. You do not want to mishandle the saints. This is not the season to put your mouth on anybody. Do you hear me? Because you don't know in this season who God is raising up. Who is God raising up in this season? You don't know who God is about to use in the pews. You don't know in the next 3 months who God is about to use. Listen, even if you are a major prophet, we only prophesied in part. Do y'all hear me? So if you're iron sharpening iron, and if you're really supposed to sharpen the body of Christ, why are you not acting like the body of Christ? Why are you not undergirded like the body of Christ? Why are you operating out of your flesh? Why are you operating out of stale seasons? Why do you not have fresh mantle? Why are you not flowing in the apostolic call? Why are you not showing what you're talking about? I'm just saying. I told you I was fired up. I'm fired up. Why? Because it's time out that we get upset with the saints when we don't see them matching what we prayed about, when we don't see them matching what our vision really is. Could it be you that's in the wrong place? You're in the wrong season. You're operating out of flesh. You're operating out of mishaps and your hurts. Listen, you got to get delivered. Somebody say, I got to get delivered. When? Right now. Listen, there's nothing wrong with you really crying out for God's glory, but when God raises you up and you get up and you wipe your face, what are you going to do when God puts the vessels in your hand? When God says, here's my oil, what will you do with this alabaster box? Will you say that I can't share this? Will you say that I cannot give nobody else no oil? Will you not share that oil? See, when you mishandle the call of God, when you mishandle your influence, listen, you know what? You're on a road called treacherous. And what happens is you slip. And if you keep slipping, you're going to be exposed. This is a sound. I'm sounding the alarm today. You'll be exposed. Listen, don't even proclaim, like, y'all, I'm just telling y'all, don't proclaim nothing in private if you are public, if you can't be testing and proven in public. Listen, there or in private. There's times where the reason I can decree certain things is because I walked in it. I've talked in it. I've lived in it. I've prayed out for it. I've sacrificed for it. Do you hear me? There's certain influence that God wants to take you to. I'm shouting. Let me praise the name of Jesus. There's certain levels of influence that God wants to raise you up so you can go help a generation. But first, what's the first thing? You have to be healed. You have to get healed. You got to be healed about who walked out of your life. Listen, God can't trust you with certain platforms because you still worried about who don't like your Facebook status. Listen, God can't trust you with certain platforms because still when God raises up people to undergird you, what do? The first time they go astray, you condemn them. You are not the ruler. Listen, you are not God. You're not God. Listen, God is only using you for a set time. The wrong thing to do is to fast forward before the hand of God. The wrong thing to do in this season is to really be a supervisor that is not caring. The wrong thing to do in this season is to be a CEO that is not compassionate. The wrong thing to be in this season is to be a leader. And I'm talking to everybody, all fivefold gifts. Listen, I love you, and maybe nobody haven't told you, but I just got to keep it real, right? I said, Lord, what will you have me say today? I want to tell you that the wrong thing to be is a person in influence, and you violate what the assignment. Listen, your feelings have nothing to do with where God wants you to go. Your feelings and your fallouts, listen, at the end of the day, it's the call of God and it's the cross that matter. Do you hear me? It is the call and the cross that only matter. Listen, I had to get to a point where I had to say, look, even if they don't support, even if they don't hand clap, even if they not high-fiving, oh well. At the end of the day, it's the call of God on my life. And number two, it is the cross that matters. It's just bringing somebody to the cross. Is this helping my assignment? Is this on task? Listen, you know, when you have children, I'm going to tell y'all how you can tell somebody's immature and they're not ready for their influence and they mishandled the call of God on their life. They've mishandled the influence. What happens is they get praise Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, this is what happens. They try to condemn those that are trying to press forward, right? Listen, they'll say you're not ready. They try to backtrack you when you know you heard the voice of God. Listen, before you trust anybody else's word, you better trust God for yourself. Before you listen to anybody else in this season, hear me, body of Christ, sons and daughters, I'm telling you, I hear it, and it's, you better know God for yourself. There comes a time where your pew partner, your praise partner, listen, I'm one of them. I like to praise with the best of them. I like to get my shout on too. But there comes a time where I had to live a separated life and understand what God is doing. Imagine if I would have never done the conference because I listened to the skeptics. If I listened to the spectators, how many people would not get healed? How many people would not get delivered? Listen, there is a generation that is waiting on you. You may be the next general that God is raising up in your office. God may be raising you up in the sanctuary. God may be raising you up as the best singer on this side of heaven. But you got to be sure for yourself. You got to know that you are sharpening the right iron. It's nothing worse when you're a leader and you're not sharpening the right iron. Listen, some people say iron sharpen iron, but they not sharpen nothing but dull stuff. That's why there's no production. There's no growth. It's not personal. It's real.
We got to get delivered. Body of Christ, I said we got to get delivered. You got to get delivered. You got to get, listen, it's the time to get delivered and sanctified and live holy. That's why there's no growth. That's why there's no prosperity. That's why there's God is not publicizing you. God can't trust you with a little bit. How's he going to put you on a big platform? How's God going to put you on TV? How's God going to promote you? God can't even, you ain't even passed the first generation test. Hallelujah. Praise God, saints. Somebody say amen. Next thing is Proverbs 13:20. First scripture I went over was 27 and 17, right? Whoever walks in the wise becomes wise. So when we talk about our influence and we talk about how we handle the call of God and how we're handling what God is shifting us into and how we're really operating and being mishandled when it comes to influence, we have to understand this scripture. My God, this is good. Whoever walks in the wise becomes wise. Why are you still hanging out with crazy people? Why are you still hanging out with fools? Why are you, foolish people? Listen, why are you hanging out with people that's not productive? You got to get to a point where, God could be waiting on you to change your circle. He could actually be waiting on you to change your circle to change your level of influence. What if God is saying that's not the group you're supposed to hang with? That is not the people you're supposed to walk with. God may have you walk with a millionaire for a season so you can get that wisdom. God may have you walk with a leader for a season so you can get that anointing, so you can get that fresh wind, so you can get that Shekinah glory, so you can glean from the master's hand. You can see a real prayer life. You can still see a life of consecration. That's maybe where God wants to take you, but God cannot take you there if you're not willing to walk with wise people. See, there's a season that God is calling you to. He's calling you to the carpet. He's calling you, and he's predestined you to walk with among the wise. Listen, you will be wise among your years. Do you hear me, body of Christ? I hear that in the spirit. There are some of you that God is just waiting on you to say, yes, I'm ready for wisdom. Yes, I'm ready to walk with them. Yes, I want to know what that sacrifice is. Listen, there's a time and a place for everything. You know, sometimes I heard one of the saints, can I testify? There was a time where everybody looked like around me was getting calls, and God told me not yet. God said not yet. Listen, and I gave a testimony not too long ago at the conference that we just purchased a car in cash. The reason I did that is because I know what it feels like to walk to work. I know what it feels like to have upside down credit. Listen, and when I didn't handle my influence was walking into that dealership and showing them what a sanctified woman lives like, how a sanctified, sold out saint looks like, right? That's my influence. On that day, I had to walk in, not knowing nobody, I wouldn't even dress to the nine. I was in there on assignment. I knew that I was going in there and it would be a sign and it would be a miracle and it would be documented. And God used that time and that season, and he used that set place for me to minister and pray for the person that was selling me the car. Listen, if I was not wise, I would walk in there thinking like I'm regular, thinking like I'm not anointed, thinking like it's just a regular process, it's just a regular procedure. But I knew that I know the sign, and I know my influence, and I know that just by us being in there, we saturated the environment. There are some of you that God wants you to go into a room. He wants you to walk into the bank. He wants you to walk into the hospital, and when your feet hit the ground, what's going to happen? You're going to saturate that atmosphere. God's going to use your influence of prayer. He's going to use your influence as prophecy. He's going to use your influence as an educator, as a teacher. Listen, even hairstylists, I think they are the most anointed people. Barbers, shout out to them. Why? Because they are like therapists on the spot, right? There is so much that goes on in there. I always keep my hairstylist lifted up in prayer, and I encourage them. Why? Because that is a place where God heals. That is a place where there's things that are released. That is a place where their influence really matters. Do you hear me? I dare you to really get excited and say, my influence matters. Listen, my voice matters. You know, I'm so excited. I'll be speaking at a conference in Savannah, Georgia coming up. And at the conference, it's about my message matters. Listen, your influence matters. How you handle your influence, how you handle your websites, how you handle the body of Christ, how you handle your sons and daughters. Listen, how you handle your children. Listen, even those that are, you know, stepchildren, blended families, how you handle them and your influence, it really matters. Somebody put in there, my influence matters. I will not mishandle the body of Christ. I will not. listen, condemn those that condemn me. And I've been praying for a backlash spirit. Everybody that speaks against you, that speaks against me, listen, I command the anointing of God to arrest them. Listen, to arrest them in the name of Jesus. Arrest their tongues. Listen, I command even, look, don't even play with me because, you know, I'll go in. Listen, I command them to be quiet. Listen, whatever happened to, if you don't have nothing nice to say, to be quiet. Listen, we have to get to a season where if we're not going to encourage people, if we're not going to speak life, listen, who gave you the authority? Listen, and look, you know what? Who even gave you the authority to condemn somebody? You, listen, the problem is you have no business talking about who fell off because you've never really been on. You haven't been on. I want to tell you that this is a season where you got to be careful because you don't know who God is raising up. Listen, and if some of you watching this video, you're going through hurt right now. You're going through persecution right now. You're going through condemnation. People are condemning you because of your choices. People are condemning you because you stepped outside of the normal. Listen, I just believe God ain't blessing normal people right now. God is blessing people that are just acting like buck wild crazy and love Jesus. I love Christ. Why? Because he saved me. He sanctified me. He delivered me. He healed me. He set me on fire. He set me free. He raised me up for such a time as this. You got to know when you've been raised up. And if people around you don't recognize that you've been raised up, you got to say deuce. Bye. I see you later. Listen, you're not even, listen, I love you, but you're not even worthy to sit at the table with me. Listen, you're not even worthy. You like the old people say, you ain't worth 2 cents. Listen, I love you. And that's the only thing you have to do. The word of God says that the only thing you owe a man or someone is to love them. I love you in Jesus' name. I started praying and blessing those people that despitefully misuse you. Listen, there are people that have mishandled. I gotta break this down. There are people that have mishandled your influence. You are creative. You are a designer. You are a stylist. Listen, you are a psalmist. You are a prophet. You're a teacher. You have the anointing to excel. Listen, you are a CEO. You're a secretary. Listen, maybe you're the CEO. Maybe you're someone that is a minister. You're a leader. I want to help you today. Listen, those people that have mishandled your influence, God is going to deal with them. You don't have to talk about it another day. You don't have to say anything bad about them. You need to start blessing them. What I started doing, I decided I'm going to bless the Lord anyhow. Listen, because you really, truth be told, you don't have nowhere. Listen, there's nowhere you can place me in the spirit. There's nowhere where you can advance me. Listen, and that shows that you need help in your psyche. You need help mentally. Why? Because when you don't have nothing nice to say, whatever happened to, don't say nothing at all. So I encourage you, hater. I encourage you, slanderer. Listen, backslider. Listen, because that is really being, you know, a backslider. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So maybe you're offended. Maybe you're hurt. Listen, if you celebrate your neighbor, if you celebrate what God is doing in this house, maybe he'll celebrate and promote your house. Listen, if you celebrate what God is doing with your sister, with your brother, with your friend, with that lay member, listen, if you celebrate what God is doing in the job place, listen, if your supervisor starts celebrating you, maybe they'll get another promotion. Maybe they'll get another raise. Listen, don't get discouraged when people do not like you. They will not like you. I'm here to encourage you and let you know that there will be some times that will be challenging. You got to stay encouraged. I've learned to encourage myself. And what do I do to encourage myself? I lift up my hands. I praise God in advance. I thank him because I'm an overcomer. I thank him in advance because I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Listen, you have to learn to have a worship on the inside. I've learned to worship God. I've learned to have a word in season and out of season. I've learned to pray for those that despitefully misuse me. I've learned to speak blessings over God's people. Listen, those people that maybe they owe you money and you like, God, I wanted to bless them. I wanted to encourage them. Oh my God. I just want to tell them that they are encouraged. They got to be encouraged. God is going to use them. God is going to use them. God is going to use them. When? Right now. God is going to use them. You ought to say that. God is going to use them. God is going to bless my haters. God is going to bless those people that do not stay encouraged. Listen, there are some people that are connected to you and they're not supposed to be connected to you. You're supposed to cut them off. You're operating out of stale season. That's why the connection and the influence is being mishandled. The the influence is being mishandled, because those people that you're connected to, listen, they're not supposed to be connected to you anymore. They are out of season. Listen, God had to make confusion for some of y'all to run away. Listen, for some of y'all to cut and sever those ties. Listen, I encourage you really to sever the enemy's head, to sever that cobra spirit. Listen, if they're not speaking life and they're not speaking destiny, you need to snip. Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go. You don't even have to say in Jesus' name. Just say, you know what? I bless you. Be encouraged. But for me and mine, we're moving on. For me and mine, we're encouraged and we're doing something that God is telling us to do. You do not owe nobody an explanation for what God told you. Now, I do believe in being covered, having an overseer, right? But that still does not take away the voice of God in your ear. Do you hear me? That is good teaching. That's not popular teaching, but somebody with wisdom would tell you that. What I've learned is that on this journey, I had to know God for myself. Why? So when I move, I only move when he tells me to move. Listen, I only speak when he tells me to speak. I only create when he tells me to create. Listen, there are some people that God just doesn't want you around no more, and he's making it impossible. Impossible. Why? Because they're true. Listen, when you pull the curtains back, it's like the okie doke. You see what I'm saying? There's a okie doke. Listen, the joke has been on you, and you got to get to a point where you would not let nobody be a clown around you no more. A clown. What does a clown do? A clown dresses up. Listen, a clown does not even look like their natural self. A clown puts on a hat. Listen, and they may say it's a crown of glory. A clown, what else does a clown do? A clown puts on an outfit. Listen, and they look like a fool. Really? Listen, but they're there just to entertain you. There are some people that have mishandled their influence, and they're only around for entertainment. They're not anointed. They're not even chosen. They're out of season in sequence of God. Y'all pray. Pray, pray, pray. Why? Because I believe that God is turning the hand and he's no longer pleased with this. Listen, those people that you are in, and you know, I'm going to tell y'all this. I feel this in the spirit. Listen, there are some people that are operating in seasons and they mishandle their influence because they're spellbound. I'm going to give you a biblical example of someone that mishandled their influence. When you think about Peter and you think about how he was supposed to be raised up initially, and how in the word of God, he walked with Christ. Listen, he walked with Jesus. Hallelujah. What happens is when they're not prayed up, when you're not sober, listen, and the person of influence will look for a quick turnaround. They'll look for a quick trick. Listen, they'll look for something that is, you know, maybe looks like scary. Maybe they're operating out of fear. Listen, Peter was anointed. We know that. Peter was a sharp person. We know that, right? But what happens is when the road hits the road, when you start really walking on that journey, right? When it was all said and done, Peter still got exposed. Right? There are some people that look like they're walking on water, right? There are some people that appear that they're still anointed, right? There are some people that appear like they're still walking under favor. But what happens is, the truth be told, they're about to be exposed. Y'all pray. This is important. Why? Because you have some people that are supervisors that are not qualified. There are people that you're connected to that have mishandled their influence, and they've overlooked you because they thought that was going to hinder you. This is not the season to overlook the assigned people. This is not the season to overlook. There you go. Listen, this is not the season to really bypass the anointed people. This is not the season to not even, take your personal precepts and your personal concepts of a person that God has chosen. I'll prove my point. Number two, Judas was anointed. We can all agree, right? Judas was chosen. But what happened was he took his influence. Imagine if he really could have used his influence the correct way, the initial time. Imagine if he really would have used his influence the correct way, the initial time. There are some people that think they're an influence. They mishandled and violated what God has told them to do. Listen, they're out of sequence. They're out of season. And what happens is God will allow you to get to the finish line and let you hang your own self. Do y'all hear me? There are some people that God will allow to walk with you the whole time. But when it's time for the majesty and the glory to fall, for the Shekinah to fall, for the rubber meets the road. Thank you, man of God. What happens is God will allow them to be exposed. So don't even get discouraged. I'm here to tell you that there's a clarion call. This is a season, you know, to really pray for those that have mishandled their influence. There are some of you that are watching and you're saying, that's me. I've been mishandled. Listen, some people have skipped over me. They talked about my family. They dogged us out. They laughed at us. They said I wasn't worthy. They said I wasn't ready. Listen, this is not the season to be worried really about what man has to say. And when it's all said and done, nobody can say, listen, at the gates, listen, y'all better talk to me. Listen, no one has the authority to speak for you when it's all said and done. Nobody can answer that call for you. No one. Absolutely no one. I done got fired up. Now y'all done got me fired up. Talk to me. Listen. Let's go to Galatians 5:7-9. Galatians 5:7-9. You are running well. Listen, who hinders you from obeying the truth? The persecution is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. So when you think about the person that's persecuting you, the person that's trying to hold you back, the person that is really trying to hinder the call of God and trying to hinder you from obeying the word of God, that's unto witchcraft. That is a sign that they are spellbound by witchcraft. If God told you something, if God said, you know what, you're going to be the next millionaire, you're going to be the next CEO, God is raising you up, that is a sign of witchcraft. Because listen, you know, the word of God talks about let us reason together. Why haven't we sat together and reasoned about this? Listen, if you know someone that has violated their influence, the most thing you could do right now is say, God bless them. Lord, have your way in their life. Listen, there's nothing you can say to stop it, but what you can say is, God bless them indeed. I bless them going in and coming out. God have mercy. I started praying, God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy on that soul. God have mercy on those that despitefully misuse you. Listen, God have mercy on those that try to hinder the call of God on your life. God have mercy on those that make a mockery of you. God is going to deal with those people that mock people. Listen, God is going to deal with those people that expose people, other people's stuff. Listen, God is going to deal with them. When is he going to deal with them? Starting now. Listen, he's already started. I'm not even telling you something you don't know. I'm just addressing the elephant in the room. Sometimes we got to address the big elephant in the room, right? What is the elephant in the room? People are not talking about this. They're not talking about how people mishandling their influence. You can look at the political realm. You say what you want to say, but when you're a leader, there's a certain standard. When you are an executor, when you are a chairman, when you are a boardman, when you are, you know, the head, what do they call them? Choir director? You know, I'm from, you know, old school. We call them psalmists. There is a certain standard that you should operate in. When you are the lead intercessor, there's a certain standard. There's a certain level of excellence. There's a certain level of authority. If you are a bishop, you're an apostle, you're a pastor, you're a prophetess, you're a teacher, everybody. I'm talking to everybody. There's a certain level of influence that you have and that you got to be able to handle. And if you can't handle, you got to tell God in your own place, God, I'm not ready for this. God, prepare in me. Listen, you got to think about how some people, they operate in fear, right? That's why, listen, when you don't have nothing positive to say and encouraging to say, or really not even encouraging, when you are operating in out of season and out of sequence, what happens is, you see Goliath. You see someone else promotion as Goliath. And you have backed down and you backed up from Goliath. Do you hear me? But I want to encourage those that have backslid and violated the call of God. Maybe you violated the anointing. You violated your influence. Maybe you slipped up. I'm here to tell you that you can repent. Listen, that's a word that nobody likes. Nobody likes to repent anymore. Nobody wants to talk about living sanctified. Nobody wants to talk about like for real. I'm saying, listen, nobody wants to talk about living holy no more. Listen, because you see me walking with somebody doesn't mean that they know what's going on in my inner circle. Pastor Dr. Arisha Hilliard, she has a conference called the Inner Circle. Because you walk with me, listen, nobody really knew what Jesus was about to do and what he was about to go through. Even the three that he separated, they didn't know. They just knew he was a person of major influence. Listen, there are some people around you, they don't know the influence and call that's on you. They don't understand the assignment. They don't understand the price you paid. They don't understand even the sacrifice and the sanctification that you paid to be where you are. But what I can tell you, that if you lean to the cross, listen, remember I said at the beginning of the video, it is the call and it is the Christ. It is the cross. Those are the two things that matter at the end of the day. The fallout doesn't matter. Are people getting saved and delivered? Listen, is God raising up people that maybe don't deserve it, but God has a call on their life, so he put them in position to show a generation that anything is possible? Could that be the reason? Could that be the reason? Maybe God has you on a storefront ministry right now, right? And you're wondering, when are we going to buy that land? I want to encourage you that God is raising people of major influence that don't probably look like you, don't talk like you, but are sanctified. They live in holy and they got kingdom wealth. There's a difference between being prosperous and having kingdom wealth. Kingdom wealth is that wealth that passes on for 500 generations. Listen, everybody thought Noah was ridiculous and a fool until it started raining. There are some of you, nobody understands your call until you're going to get your promotion. There are some people that don't understand what God is doing in you until you're on the TV. Listen, there are some people that will never understand the way you speak until you get the mic and you go on blast. Listen, until you start prophesying. There are some people that, listen, they try to demote you, and really, truth be told, they ain't even the answer. I'm encouraged. Are y'all encouraged? I'm fired up. I am fired up. I had to come on live. I wanted to share this. Why? Because there is a season where we have to mature. We got to mount up. If we say we eagles, if we say we sharpen iron, listen, if we say we're called, we're executive leaders, we're board directors, we're the CEOs and finders, we're the dream creators. Listen, we are the creators of this generation. We are the leaders. We're the pastors, the prophetess, the teachers, evangelists. Listen, we are the lay members. We are the servants. Listen, I don't care if you're the cupbearer. I'm here to tell you that you have influence, and you have to be careful how you handle your influence. Why? Because God is going to hold you accountable for what you do, you don't do, what you say, and what you say. Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody? I'm excited, y'all. I wanted to come on real quickly and tell you that you matter. Your influence matters. It is important, and it's an imperative that you share this with somebody, because everybody knows somebody that's violated their influence. Everybody knows somebody. I've been there. I remember. I know what it feels like to see people violate their influence. When people, and you got to remember, somebody looking up to you. Somebody is looking up to you. You don't know who's encouraged by your walk. You don't know who's waiting on a good job. Be encouraged. You don't know who your influence and God raising you up to a kingly anointing. Listen, y'all, I'm so fired up. Listen, a kingly anointing means you make laws. You make jurisdictions. You can bless. When you walk in that anointing and that servitude, what happens is God will raise you up for generations. God will raise you up for times. God will raise you up for seasons. God will raise you up for set places. And what does he do? He says that I can trust you. The reason there's no growth is because maybe God can't trust you. Maybe he can't trust you with the saints. Maybe he can't trust you with your own staff. Maybe he cannot trust you with your secretary. Maybe he can't trust you with, the children's ministry. Maybe he can't trust you because you violated your influence. You've mishandled the call. You've mishandled the anointing. You've mishandled the pressing and the oil and the fresh wind. You've mishandled it. And it's time for you to grow up. Somebody say, grow up. Grow up. It's important. Grow up today. Grow up. Grow up in God. Grow up in the anointing. Grow up in your prayer life. Grow up in your sanctification. Grow up in being living holy. Grow up in your maturity. Grow up in your study time. Grow up how you handle and how you speak to people. And what you say matters, and how you say it definitely matters. Hallelujah. I bless God. I bless God. I bless his holy name. Y'all, I'm here to tell you that God is doing it now. I want to pray with you real quick. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I want to send a quick shout out. There are some entrepreneurs that sold into myself at the conference. I want to share this information with you. This is beautiful. This woman of God is anointed. This is Fabric Boutique. Thank you, woman of God, for sewing this into me. You know, I'm still opening up a lot of packages. Guys, I thank you for getting me that information. Pastor Chalandria sold this book, The Queen Code, into my life. I thank you, and I'm encouraged. I want to just encourage someone and let you know that God has not forgot about you. It is so important that you stay connected to real iron. Remember, if it's iron sharpening iron, the other side won't be dull. It won't be dull. I'm so excited. Next thing I have is absolutely you want to register San Antonio, Texas. I'm coming to San Antonio, Texas. The entire Dream Team, myself, we have some dynamic speakers. We will be, yes, I will be in Savannah on November 10th. I want to say it's November 10th. I'll be in Savannah, Georgia. I will also be in San Antonio, Texas. We're having the Dream Build Success Tour. We're touring six different cities. And so you definitely want to go and register today. You can go to bbsconference.com. I'm coming to Columbus, Texas. All tickets are early bird right now. You definitely want to be in the house. If you need growth when it comes to ministry, marketing, media, mindset, money, you know, if it comes to just growing and being encouraged, you definitely want to be in the house. I can tell you one thing. There will be, the glory will be in the room. I will tell you that God will answer, and God may set you apart and give you something that's only released in the remnant. Now, we will also be in New Orleans. We have New Orleans on the schedule. But you want to go there. We have like six cities. I think it's like six cities, a couple different states. You definitely want to get there. I know. I'm so excited. Oh, I can't wait to connect with you. San Antonio is going to be epic. We already have people registering. If you would like to be a vendor, you definitely want to go on right now. I think we have a payment plan that they put on and everything. But we're so excited. I cannot wait to connect with you. You know, God is doing something supernatural, and I want you to stand on this right here. I'm going to pray real quick, but Luke 1:37, with God, nothing shall be impossible. God, we thank you for everyone that's watching this video, everyone that was connected today. God, now I thank you that even in advance, God, you're raising them up for this season. You're raising up your sons and daughters for such a time as this. Lord, that you'll manifest Jeremiah in their life. Father God, that they will know that they were predestined, Lord God, and that in due season, Lord God, you raise them up, Lord God, as major influencers in the body of Christ. Lord, let them drink from Emmanuel's vein. Lord, now we dismantle every backlash and every persecution spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in advance for miracles, signs, and wonders. And those of you that need healing, I decree and declare that you're healed with the blood of Jesus. You're healed with the anointing. I speak blessings over you, and I speak life into you. You will not die, and I decree and declare that you're blessed and made whole today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, my name is LaShonda Gary. You can find out more about me at LaShondaGary.com, or you can go register today for the dbsconference.com, and you can see the different cities that we'll be in. We would love to connect with you, myself, the team, the speakers, everyone that's in the room. It is a conference, and it is a tour that cannot be explained. It only can be experienced. We are still having testimonials. I believe that this is your set time, and you need to be in a place where God can really pour into you and bless you. Guys, I love you, and I'm praying for you. Until next time, be blessed.